Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started.
Favorite fruit? Man, think about it. I would say watermelon.
So not passion fruit.
Okay. Okay, so if you're talking about passion, that's why you started off with the passion fruit. Okay, cool. When you get to work, do you feel that, oh my God, I cannot get up from my bed today and I just don't want to go to work? Do you ever feel that way? You cannot just get out, pack yourself up and go to work. There's another situation where you're absolutely, you jump out of the bed and you say, yes, I'm going to work today. And you are like in a great mood, a lot of positivity, and you just want to get back to work. The first and most important question which I want to ask you is, do you ever feel that, you know what, I just don't want to go to work today. I don't want to work. Do you ever feel that working, being at work, is just a very, very painful experience? You are not able to spend that 8 hours. If you are feeling that way, your work, what you do, is not aligned with your passion. That's number one. Number two is you're working for a not so good boss. Those are the two possibilities.
What's your least favorite fruit?
My least favorite fruit? I don't think there is anything which I almost like every fruit. Oh, the least of that is it? They call it as custard apple. It's amazing taste, but it's got a lot of seeds. It's very painful. It's very painful to eat. But with pain comes pleasure. And that's where the word passion comes from. Passion means, the actual word for passion is passio. Passio is the pain what you go through, that journey, and the end result of that journey is joy. So if you are an athlete, you really work hard, you train hard, you feel the pain and day in and day out, the muscle tear and all of that pain what you go through, that journey, eventually you know that you are competing to be the number one out there. The journey of going through that pain is called as passio or passion. The end result what you achieve is joy out of it. Similarly, in a work environment, what happens is we put in like 12 hours and 14 hours and you do not know how time flies by because you are in the state of flow. You are putting your best skills to use, what you are good at your work, as a result of which you do not know that you've put in 12 hours and 13 hours or 14 hours and you are just so consumed by it. You love every moment what you're spending on it. That is the passion. And the end result of that is all the success and joy what you achieve because of all the hard work what you put in. So if you are in a state where you just do not want to go to work, you feel that going to work is a painful experience, or you feel that you just cannot get out of the bed and go to work, or you feel that my job is exactly getting into the office at 9 o'clock and getting out of the office at 5 o'clock, whether work gets done or not, that means there is a problem. The problem is you either do not have, you're not aligned with your passion, or you're working for a not so good manager. These are the two problems. So how are you not aligned with your work? Which means the work what you're doing is not what you are good at. So what I would love for you to do is I want you to go back and think about, how do you feel going to work every day? How do you feel about it? Do you feel the joy? Do you feel the happiness? You don't count the hours. You are just putting in as many hours as possible and you just feel time flies by when you go to work. If you are feeling that way, you are in your sweet spot, my friend. You are perfectly aligned with your passion. But if you're not, I want you to reconsider, what is it that you want to change? You want to change your manager, or you want to really reevaluate what you're good at and what you really love doing?
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend, saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.